In the name of God, holy, and of the Lord, on Sunday, Passion Sunday, it often seemed kind of overwhelming. Too much stuff into a single day. One could get whiplash from the abrupt turnaround from Hosanna in the highest to crucify him. I've heard of at least one Episcopal church which has, completely on their own, decided to roll back the service for the Sunday to the pre-1979 prayer book version, which is all about Hosanna and waving palms, and not so much about the Passion. They leave the Passion Gospel for their evening service. Their idea is that since we will hear the Passion later this week, it isn't necessary on Sunday morning. Of course, there are always the folks who won't make it to another service between Palm Sunday, Passion Sunday, and Easter. And when it's by choice, they get to skip all that downer stuff about Good Friday and go straight from waving palms to Easter Bunny. Actually, I think today, although it's jam-packed, is a good thing. And not just for the folks who would like to but can't make it to the services of the great 3 days of Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter Vigil. Did you notice in our first reading from Isaiah, that bit toward the beginning about morning by morning he wakens my ear to listen as those who are taught? That part applies to us today. God grants us, if we'll just take it, what Zen Buddhism calls beginner's mind, that attitude of openness and receptivity, without preconceptions, open to many possibilities, new possibilities. We're embarking on Holy Week, and many of us have participated in these days for years. We know the story, the beginning, the middle, and the end. And we might even recognize the differences in how the Gospel writer Luke, who we read this year, tells it, from how Matthew, Mark, and John tell it. Taking up God's offer of beginner's mind while contemplating the great and mighty acts of Holy Week might just give us a new perspective on what we already know so well. Today we also have multiple viewpoints to consider. Jesus as conquering king, riding into Jerusalem on a donkey. He's come to town, and he and a number of others probably know this will be the final conflict with religious authorities. Yet he rides in like some kind of hero. Well, except the donkey's a bit silly, but he rides in like a hero. Now that riding in triumph seems like it would be more appropriate after the resurrection rather than before. It's kind of strange. What's not so strange in this story is how the crowd turns in a heartbeat from Hosanna to crucifying. Jesus isn't going to give them what they want, which is a military victory over the Roman overlords. It's not happening. So they crucify him. And he doesn't do a thing to stop it. Not a thing. That's actually probably the most remarkable thing of all. Jesus doesn't do anything to stop it. St. Gregory of Nyssa, a bishop and theologian in the 4th century, once wrote that this is the most conspicuous demonstration of God's power. The lowliness of Christ's incarnation is more striking than all natural wonders of the universe. Nothing says power like the decision not to do it. Our second reading, Paul probably is quoting from him, but he tells the folks in Philippi that Christ, who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Paul takes it a bit further. He starts out this reading with, "Let the same mind be in you." And by mind, he doesn't whole person in community. The intellect, the heart, the will of the community as a whole should be like Jesus, should be like a slave. Now, there's a great philosopher, a philosopher's teacher, actually, that I once saw that I really like. It says, to be is to do, which is variously attributed to Socrates or Nietzsche. To do is to be, which is variously attributed to Plato or maybe Kant. And do be, do, which is always attributed to Sinatra. The great philosopher, Frank Sinatra, was on to something. This is what Paul is urging on the Philippian community. Doing and being are related. They need to be congruent with one another. Like Jesus demonstrating what real servanthood looks like. Demonstrating what God's power looks like. And that's done the way described by Isaiah. The beginner's mind way. The way Jesus did. Christ became obedient unto death, even death on the cross. God grant us beginner's mind. As we pray at the beginning of this service, assist us mercifully with your help, O Lord God, of our salvation, that we may enter with joy upon the contemplation of those mighty acts whereby you have given us life and immortality through Jesus Christ our Lord.